Hi, everyone. I'm Sid Charisse.
And I'm David Bosher.
And you're listening to Destroy the Hairdresser,
where we teach you to salon differently.
If you are still using a front desk in your salon, it may be time to future-proof your business with Aura Salonware. Aura allows you and your team to check clients out from any device. That means there's no need for a front desk or front desk overhead. What's even more amazing is that clients can check themselves out using the Aura app from their own device. With Aura Salonware, you can finally let technology streamline your business. Start removing your front desk today by visiting aurasalonware.com/DTH to receive special discounts and promos.
Turn your passion for product into big profits with Genesis Private Label. Now is the time to launch your own line and take pride in the brand you've worked hard to make. Experience the prestige of formulas crafted in the same North American labs as top beauty brands. From vegan cruelty-free options to sustainable packaging, Genesis Private Label provides it all. Act now and enjoy free shipping on your sample kit, fully refundable when you join within 30 days. Start making real profit by selling your own uniquely branded products. Visit genesisprivatelabel.com/DTH and begin your product making journey.
Okay, let's. I want to talk to you about crowdsourcing.
Yes.
Crowdsourcing everything in your business.
Used with crowdsurfing.
That actually is so much more valuable for a life experience than what we're talking about. So something I have been seeing so much in our industry, actually in a lot of different industries too, is when you aren't sure of your own desires, your own wants, your own goals within your business, and you start this comparison game, right? We all do it, right? Imposter syndrome kicks in. But we do this comparison game where we start looking at what success looks like for other businesses, for other people, and we start trying to find the easy way out. What did you do? What template did you use? What's the answer, right? Versus what do I need? What do I want? What are the pros and cons? What's the outcome? What am I going to get out of it?
It's interesting that you say it like that because as hairdressers, we obviously work with formulas, right? Mm-hmm. And if I looked at someone and said, oh my gosh, can you give me that formula? The amount of knowledge that I need to actually make that formula work, because you and I both know, whatever the formula is, doesn't take into took into consideration that client, right? Mm-hmm. So if I say, oh, give me that formula, I still have to take into consideration all these things to get
the client, the product line.
Exactly.
You know, and medications.
It's funny that like we understand that as hairdressers, like, okay, this is the formula they used, but I have to do a lot of other things to even get to a place where I can use that formula properly. But when it comes to business, we forget it's the same rule. Like we may talk about this pricing structure or this, you know, this way of doing business, but you have to also come with a level of like, okay, for that to work for me in my situation, I would have to do A, B, and C. And I get when we crowdsource, we leave that part out where we have to take into consideration what is going on in our business. Yes, we can look at a formula of success from someone else, but we still have to take into consideration our business
Everything.
That's in front of us right now. Exactly.
Yeah. I really think that when it comes to business, everyone looks at everything black and white. And I want to talk about something as coaches, the difference between coaching and consulting. When you are hiring a coach, you are hiring them based on their experience within whatever industry or experience that you want to achieve, right? You're taking their opinions on it, their thoughts based on their experience in the industry. We have coached thousands of hairdressers, so we have a lot of experience.
Too many.
But so many. But when it comes to coaching, what you're paying for is support, accountability. When it comes to consulting, if you're paying for a consultant, you are paying for them to tell you exactly what to do. And there's a difference, and our industry confuses this a lot. Because if you're paying for a consultant, why am I struggling with that word today? If you're paying for a consultant, you have to be like, okay, I'm going to do what they say. When it comes to a coach, you're saying, I hear what you're saying. I like what you're saying. I appreciate the accountability. Thank you for holding me to a different perspective. This is my business. I'm deciding how I want to take. And it might be verbatim what your coach says, or it might be this inspires me to do something else. But I think where it gets really dangerous is when you are on social media, you don't have support, whether it's a coach, a consultant, a mentor, and you are just watching every different coaching company, every different educator, every different platform, and you are so all over the place of trying to implement everything else, everything everyone else is doing, because that is what success looks like to you, that you've lost sight of what your success looks like and what you want.
I just have one major thing to say, and that is stop asking your parents for business advice. Okay.
It's that is also crowdsourcing.
Stop asking your parents for business advice. I cannot tell you how many people I work with that I have to get them out of all these bizarre, I don't even know if I'd call them business strategies or tools or methods, but whatever their parents told them, they like did it. And it's so backwards sometimes. And it's no one's fault, right? Our parents want the best for us. But what people have to remember is that for any type of crowdsourcing, when you are getting information from anyone and everyone, you're also getting all of the reactivity that that person has around how they do business. So if you are talking to someone who's really passionate and they don't take shit from anyone and this is what you gotta do, you're also taking on all of that passion, which can be a little bit heavy for some people. Or maybe you're working with someone who only does, or you're talking to someone or listening to someone who only does systems, and now you have all the systems, but it still doesn't work for you, right? It's almost like there's something missing in our industry where it's like, you can go and you should go and you should learn, but everyone's looking for like the perfect solution to their business. The perfect solution to your business is you actively participating in it. Mm-hmm. And I think when we crowdsource, we're like, we're looking for how I can do something so that I don't have to actively participate in it. I don't have to fire someone. I don't have to hire someone. I don't have to, do A, B,
and market.
It's like, it's almost like we're looking for ways to not do our jobs. And I think what this comes from is hairdressers turning into salon owners, but aren't really ready for the business side, right? They were like, well, I have a lot of clients and I have a lot of people that said they want to work with me, which is also that. If I hear that one more time, I'm going to lose it. Every person that says, I'm going to open a salon. We did a whole episode on that. I'm going to open a salon and everyone's going to follow me. No, they're not. No, they're not. And no, you don't want them to, right? But I think when hairdressers become salon owners and they don't have any leadership training or business background, all the marketing and hiring and firing and managing a team, that's, of course, it's not your favorite part because you didn't want to do that from the beginning. You wanted just to have your own space to do hair. That's what I think has messed up our industry a little bit. Like at some point, you have to be a business owner and not a hairdresser. And that transition seems to be nearly impossible.
Yeah, I also think understanding nuance, like not every situation is going to fit into everything. Like not every situation that you are doing is going to fit into a pricing model, right? Like you might be doing a la carte, but then for certain situations, doing hourly might be really beneficial, or you might be doing hourly, but then really thinking, how can I do a session for this? Or how can I package this for this specific person? And I understand that, you know, that gets into a whole stressful conversation of like, well, how do we market that? How do we, but that's the thing. It's like, as a business owner, when I'm actively doing hair, I obviously have an hourly menu. Like it is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hours plus. But I'm also able to say and create and charge more or make custom packages based on what my client needs. Like, and I think these are the nuances that people get so caught up in, especially when we're talking about different systems and structures that are out there, is like, take what you want from it and make your own that works for your clients, for you, for your business. Like, what can you actually put into motion? What can you teach to your staff? What can you actually hold your staff accountable with? Because if you're constantly going through all of this and you're just following the leader, your ship is absolutely going to sink with or without a coach or a consultant or a mentor.
And yeah, and I... It's, I work with people outside of the industry, and what's really interesting to me is even, you know, everyone crowdsources. That's a normal thing. Mm-hmm.
But if you have eyes, you're crowdsourcing.
Yeah. But there is something unique about our industry, about how seriously we take everyone else's advice and opinions. What I suggest anyone do is, if you have a coach or a mentor or a consultant, or you just have someone you look up to, take everything you can and learn from everyone you can, but then use your critical thinking within your business to say, does this work for me? And if it does work for me, how do I need to implement it? And you can work with a coach to do that, but you can also use your own brain. It is there for you to use, and you can use it to make critical decisions about, okay, I know that this salon does this and this salon does that. And in our industry, it's like, oh, I would never do that. Or, oh, I only do this. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I was going to say that people get really mean about it.
Owning a business. They do. They get so worked up. Like, that would never work for me. Okay, then don't do it. Then yeah, don't, you don't do it.
I mean, we get this a lot when we're talking about like removing retail, right? Like when we're talking about removing retail, there's a whole consciousness behind it, like, which we cannot go into. We have multiple episodes on it. If you want to scroll back and find the episodes on it, but really talking about like, okay, like, are you making profit? Are you getting an ROI? Like, are you like, what does it look like in your business? Right? Like, is this having shelves and shelves of shelves of retail beneficial? And just getting people to think about it, because they're upset that they have it or it threatens them, they get really upset and like,
right,
you know, well, but we see this all the time. I mean, I see it on other people's posts too, of just like, I did this formula and then the client's happy, the stylist made money. Yet in the comments, people are just brutal. Yet we're screaming for, yes, to be united. It's crazy to me to see how this industry is so, we're the first to turn on each other and the first to, you know,
it's funny. People would always say like the hairdressing industry is very cutthroat and very, you know, everyone kind of is against each other. And I used to think, no, that's every industry. And I'm telling you now, working in multiple different industries, the beauty industry is, it's the absolute worst.
It's cutthroat. So that being said, it doesn't have to be.
It's the least serious of the industries, I would think. And serious by,
and not in a degrading way.
No, in a way that's like,
we're artists. We're having fun.
We could have the most freedom, the most creativity. We could break and make all the rules. But instead, we like settle for like waiting for. I can't tell you how many, especially men, male students, they will tell me, they're like, oh yeah, I had a coach that taught me how to, you know, do, it was a business boot camp. And it's like, okay, like that's really good, but like,
it's a great start.
It's a great start. But like, why does it have to be so intense? Like, mm-hmm. Why can't it be more open and more creative and more experimental? And I think when DTH started, you know, all of these things that we were doing were creative, open, and experimental. And it really got people worked up. And I don't think I think it's a small group of people that are still worked up, but it's really interesting just to see like the downfall of our industry is going to be crowdsourcing until we find the people that just make us feel validated for what we were doing.
Yeah.
And I think like that by and doing that's not that, like, that's the end.
Yeah.
And now a word from our sponsors.
We at Destroy the Hairdresser, in a groundbreaking collaboration with health industry veterans, are bringing our listeners health plans that cover every professional in the beauty industry. This includes individuals, teams, and families. We are currently in the process of insuring thousands of beauty professionals in all 50 states. Healthcare benefits are now open, and guess what? There's no enrollment deadline. Sign up during any month of the year and gain health benefits quickly. Get your name on the list by visiting destroythehairdresser.com/hairdresserhealthcare.